This episode of The Truth includes strong language.
Hello, Facebook. This is Blinky the Elf, all the way from the North Pole, where I've scored an exclusive interview with the big man himself. That's right, the one and only Santa Claus. Say hi, Santa.
Well, what is this? What's going on?
Oh, I'm doing Facebook Live.
What does that mean?
Well, it means that all my friends can see you, so say hi.
Hi.
Now, Santa, I know that you're very busy. You're making all the presents for the boys and the girls, but if we could just take a couple minutes of your time, pick your brain a little bit.
Okay, fine.
Yay! Okay. So, here's question number one. How exactly do you get to all the houses in just one night? How?
Magic.
Okay, magic. You heard it here. Another question, because you're so thoughtful, you know, with everyone else, but we want to know, what's the best present that you've ever gotten for Christmas?
I don't know.
Could it be all the smiles of the boys and the girls?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Great answer, Santa. Now, I know a lot of people want to see you. How do people get to meet you in person?
Well, there's really no need, is there? You can buy anything you want online and have it delivered anywhere you want by drone. And you don't even have to see anybody anymore face to face.
Or you could come out to the center court of the Woodbridge Mall where you'll find Santa and me every day from 10 to 6 now until Christmas Eve. Isn't that right, Santa?
Yep. Ho, 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 ho.
This is Blinky the Elf signing off. Thank you for watching.
This is stupid.
Come on, Al. Just get into the spirit a little bit.
Oh, there's no point. It's the retail apocalypse.
You're just being bleak. It's just a little slow.
Slow? It's dead. Look around you. Christmas is dead. Man, this is so demeaning.
I don't think that it has to be. I mean, I think that you can find dignity in any part you play. Maybe just try changing your attitude a little. You know, if you start with that, change your attitude, add a little more enthusiasm.
Don't tell me how to play Santa, kid.
Okay.
I'm taking a bathroom break.
Wait, you just took a bathroom break.
So what? I'm an old man. I pee a lot.
Al, are you sneaking a drink again?
What? No, absolutely not.
All right, because if you are and Rudy finds out, he's going to fire
you. I'm not drinking, okay? I promise.
Okay.
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 In for another one, Al?
Sure, if you insist. Oh, damn. Hello?
Al, where are you?
No, I'm sorry, kiddo. I had to go home. I was feeling sick.
You're not at home. I can hear you're at a bar. I'm going to have to talk to Rudy. What am I supposed to tell him this time?
I don't know. Tell him I quit. Tell him to replace me with a drone that can wave to all the people.
You know I'm not going
to
do that.
Look, I got to go. I'm about to go in the tunnel.
Al, you're going to get me in trouble.
Goodbye. Oh, shit.
Buck up, Al. This one's on me.
All right.
Merry Christmas, man.
Merry Christmas to you. You're too kind.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to be a mall Santa, really. I mean, aside from the kids and the pressure, you have to be merry all the time. This story was originally released in 2017, and of all the Christmas stories we've made, I think it's my favorite. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. This is The Truth. We're in the middle of a break, and we'll be back next May with some all-new stories. But in the meantime, we are re-releasing some of our favorite older stories that you may have missed. So settle in, break out the eggnog, and enjoy our story of a not-so-merry mall Santa. Before we get started, I saw a movie recently that I want to tell you all about. This is not like a commercial. I'm not being paid to say this at all. No one asked me to. I just saw it and I really loved it, and I think you guys might like it too. There's a writer named Casper Kelly who has written a few episodes of The Truth, and he wrote The Dark End of the Mall, which I know is a big favorite. And he has a new movie out, and it's called Adult Swim's Yule Log. And you can watch it on HBO Max. It's streaming right now. And I won't say very much about it, but if you liked his short film, Too Many Cooks, and you like Dark End of the Mall, you will love this movie. Just keep watching it, you know? It starts off just like a Yule log video, you know? You just like a log burning on your TV. And then there's like, you hear things going on. It's almost like a radio drama at first, you know? Because all of this action is just playing out through audio. You overhear it in the room. And then things go to really crazy places. Just keep watching. Trust me. It's called Adult Swim's Yule Log. It was directed and written by Casper Kelly, but I loved it. I think you'll love it too. And really, no one's paying me to say this. I just really love it. So go check it out. As after you listen to this story, go check that out.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
And now back to Mall Santa.
Kind of busy tonight, huh?
Yeah, kinda. It's hopping.
What the hell is all this stuff?
You mean all the Santas?
Yeah.
It's SantaCon.
What?
SantaCon. It's where all these drunk college students dress up like you and tip me outrageously.
Get out of here.
Yeah, it's a tradition.
Yeah, some tradition. Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, it's great for me.
I bet.
Hey, can I get a round of car bombs?
Nah, man. I gotta cut you off if you're drunk. You know that.
I'm not drunk. You wanna even hear me sing the alphabet backwards? Z-Y-X-W-V-U-T.
All right.
Actually, I am wasted, bro.
Well, maybe you ought to just slow it down a bit, pal.
Look at you, man. Awesome. I love your whole thing. You got the beard and the glasses and everything. Look, I'm Santa too, man. I got the coat, the hat. Yo, can I touch your beard?
No.
You mind if I sit on your lap a little
bit? Yeah, I might if you...
Bartender, let me get another car bomb for my friend over here.
No. Belay that order, Joe.
No, dude, you gotta join me and my friends. We're having an epic flip cup competition.
No, come on. No way.
Oh, my God. I'm gonna go puke, and I'm gonna come back, and we are gonna party.
Oh, I can hardly wait.
Yeah. Yo, guys, I'm gonna go puke, and then
Well, there goes the future of the species. What do you think about evolution, Joe?
Al, are you kidding me right now? We're swamped.
Come on. You think there's a point to it, though? Do we improve? Or is it just constant, meaningless change?
I hope we improve. I don't know, Al.
Yeah, I don't know either. I've lost my niche, Joe. You know, I've fouled up a bunch of things in my life, but being Santa wasn't one of them. And now Santa's just another reason to get drunk. Excuse me, please. My bladder calls. Stop feeling sorry for yourself, you old idiot. You okay in there? Young man, you all right? Can you hear me? Look, I'm gonna open this door, okay?
I'm the king of Flip Cup.
Yeah, you're the king, all right.
Yeah, I'm the king.
King of the bathroom floor.
Just let me sleep this off.
It's time to go home.
I wanna stay.
I call you a cab.
I'm not going home.
Well, that's too bad. Where do you live? Hey. Where do you live?
Scarsdale?
What, New York?
Scarsdale, New York.
Well, who are you with? Who's here with you?
I'm with my friends.
Who are your friends?
Everyone came together.
No, listen, who are your friends? Can you hear me? Hey, hey, who can take you home? Excuse me, do any of you know the young man in the bathroom? Any of you? Excuse me.
Check it out, it's Santa Claus.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Like, do you know the kid in the bathroom?
Don't know who you're talking about.
No. He was just out here with you guys.
You gotta be more specific, bro.
He just brought you guys a round of car bombs. You know, the king of the flip cups.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, that guy's messed up.
Yeah, but did you come here together?
Oh, sorry, dude. Don't know him.
Chop. No, wait. Wait a minute. Somebody's got to take this kid home. Okay, that's your train, kid. Now, look, you know what to do, right? When you get on the train, you give the conductor your ticket, and you ask him to tell you when it's your stop so you can get out. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got that? Repeat that back to me. What do you have to do?
Tickets?
Here. And I gotta get one for myself, too.
Well, you know it's cheaper if you get at the station.
Yeah, I know.
All right, that'll be $15.50.
Okay. Here you go.
Afraid it's cash only.
Okay. Here.
He okay?
Oh, yeah. He just sleeping one off. I got him.
All right. There you go. You two have a good night now.
Thank you.
Tickets?
I don't feel too good.
No shit.
I'm seriously gonna throw up again. I can feel
it. Well, throw up in your hat. In your hat. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. You feel better?
I gotta sober up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's where you and I part company. You're on your own with that.
I already feel better. I could take it from here.
Okay. Oh my god.
Can I get you a little more coffee over here?
Oh, thank you.
You too?
Yeah. Thank you. Have my toast, man.
No, I don't want it. Just
no,
coffee.
I'm telling you, you're gonna thank me in the morning. Put some bread in your stomach. Eat. So you live with your parents?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you ought to call them and tell them you're okay.
No, they're not around.
Well, where are they?
They're on vacation.
What, Christmas vacation?
Yeah.
Without you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, they're dicks.
No, I didn't mean that.
No, it's true.
Well, you ought to be grateful to have parents who care about you.
They don't. They don't care about me.
Oh, yeah, sure they do.
No. My dad doesn't care about anything but money, and my mom's just into him so she could show off.
Well, they care enough to put a roof over your head.
They kind of have to.
Well, no, they don't.
No, that's just so they can clear their own conscience and feel good about themselves.
So what do?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing? You in school?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Just taking time off.
Well, yeah, for what?
Why is that your business?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not my business.
What do you do?
I'm a mall Santa.
Really? That's your job?
Yeah, it is right now. Most of the time I'm retired.
That must be fun, having little kids line up to see you.
Yeah. Not a lot of people come out for that stuff anymore.
That's too bad.
Yeah, things change. If you can't roll with change, you're not fit for the world.
Yeah. My best Christmas ever, my aunt took me to see a mall Santa. She took me and we got to ride the train and everything. It was great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. So, if you don't mind my asking, what's the tattoo?
It's nothing. It's my ex-girlfriend's name covered up. And it's pretty stupid.
That's all right.
Really pissed my mom off when I got that.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Here's mine.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's my ex-wife, Linda.
Damn.
Yeah, I never got it covered up either. I leave it there to remind me what a prick I was.
What one's that? What is that?
That's the shield of a motorcycle club I used to be part of.
You were in a biker gang?
Yeah. I guess you could call it that, yeah.
I would love to be a part of a biker gang. That seems so cool.
Yeah.
Just the open road, cruising, answering to nobody.
Yeah, it wears a little thin after a while, I'll tell you that.
No, man. That sounds like the life. Going out there with your best friends, just open road. I mean, all my friends just went to college and have this cookie-cutter lifestyle and finance. It's bullshit.
Everybody out here working finance?
Gotta make that money, pretty much.
What, but not you?
No, I would take the biker gang over that for sure.
No, man, I'd rather be a mall Santa than a biker.
Yeah.
So what happened with school? You flunked out, huh?
No, nothing like that.
Money?
No, it wasn't like that. I got into some trouble.
What kind of trouble?
I vandalized school property.
What? What'd you do?
I knocked out a couple walls in my apartment.
Well, why'd you do that?
I don't know. There was a party, and I thought it would be funny. I was just trying to make people laugh.
Yeah. Well, if you want a little unsolicited advice, don't work so hard to be king of the flip cup, you know what I mean? I mean, if you act like an idiot just to get people to like you, then they're not going to like you. They're going to like the idiot. I mean, you can't control what people think anyway. You're only responsible for your own sense of dignity, you know.
Thanks for the advice, Santa.
My name's Al.
Thanks, Al.
Here you go. You can pay whenever you're ready.
Oh, thanks, dear.
I got this.
It's all yours, pal. What time is it, anyway? Oh, my God. It's after 11.
If you want, you could crash at my place. I have 2 guest bedrooms. You could take your pick.
No, thanks.
I have PlayStation and Hulu and Netflix, weed if you want to smoke.
No, thanks. Those days are long behind me, but thank you anyway. I gotta be at the mall at 9.
Okay. Which mall do you work at?
Woodbridge.
Woodbridge?
Yep.
That's my favorite mall.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I swear to God. The one with the Suncoast video and the Disney store?
Right.
How long have you been working there?
I don't know, man. Long time.
Wait, let me... This is nuts. Look, I put this photo up on Facebook the other day. Is this you?
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, then you're the Santa that my aunt took me to see when I was a kid.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you're that Santa.
Oh, my God.
No kidding. That was the best Christmas of my life.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Do you remember what you said to me?
No. What did I say to you?
You said, Merry Christmas.
Well, I say that to everyone.
No, but you said it right at me, and you winked. I'll never forget it. That was the Christmas I met Santa.
Oh, okay.
Huh? Dude!
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho.
Hi, Al.
Hey.
You seem like you're in a good mood this morning.
Pretty good. Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm fine, I guess.
What'd you tell Rudy last night?
I said that your neighbor fell down and that you had to take him to the hospital.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're a real pain in my butt, you know, Al.
Yeah. Yep.
Hi, excuse me, would it be possible to get a picture with Santa?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Come on, right over
all
here.
Right, come on, Belle, hop up on Santa's lap.
Oh boy.
Get on up there. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's so nice. Cute. What kind of dog is this?
She's a lab mix.
Adorable. Okay, well, look at the camera.
Come on, Belle. Give Santa a kiss. Can you give Santa a kiss?
No.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good girl.
Okay, you ready to go, Santa?
Say hi, Santa. Belle, can you say hi, Santa? Hi. Say hi. Oh, yay.
All right, now say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is TheTruthFiction. Mall Santa was written by Lewis Kornfeld and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Tom Leggan, Chris Duane, Anna New, Bianca Casasol, Jimmy O'Connell, Kevin Cobbs, Lewis Kornfeld, Carrie Kasten, and Becca Shaw, with help from associate producer Carrie Kasten, and special thanks to the Magnet Theater. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. We're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandibura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia from PRX.